KPCW visited with Emily Curtis, a 16-year employee with Vail, who has been here the past 9 months as Park City Mountain's new marketing director. She said they had a wonderful 2018-19 season.
We had 400 inches of snow at the Jupiter Snowstake, which was significantly more than we had last year, and certainly above the seasonal average of 355 inches. So we were really excited for the season we had. We had really consistent snowfall throughout the season.
We asked, though, about the resort catching flak from some residents when it did not extend its closing date to capitalize on the continued winter weather. Curtis said the resort decided to stick with its original closing date.
You know, we set those closing dates early on. That April 7th closing date was announced last May. And so, you know, we made that decision to stick with that closing date. What we typically see is, you know, as the weather starts to warm up, people start to think about other activities. They're heading to Moab. They're getting on their bikes. You know, we had a wonderful year. We had a great year. I know I certainly enjoyed it. It was my first time skiing Park City Mountain.
Some of the capital projects in place last season included the improvements to the Mid-Mountain Lodge.
We, you know, refurbished the inside of that. We put in a full service bar, which, you know, in the state of Utah is something really unique and different. And our guests just really resonated with the experience that we provided up there, the craft cocktails, the incredible deck. You know, in the spring, we had DJs up there and people were able to just enjoy that great deck and the sun. Fresh food that we offered was really incredible, as well as Cloud Dine. We expanded that area, that restaurant up at the top of Dream Peak. We know that our guests love to ski that area of the mountain. And, you know, we were able to expand that to 200 seats to accommodate more people, give a little bit more elbow room. You know, our chefs up there are known for their fresh dough. So the fresh pizzas and the salad were just a really big hit with our guests.
Coming up, the resort will create a new chairlift called Over and Out.
And really, the purpose of that chairlift was in response to the guest feedback that we heard about egress out of the Tombstone area. So, you know, guests that are out enjoying Dream Peak and Iron Mountain, guests that are, you know, have maybe worked their way over to Park City Mountain or trying to get back to Canyons Village at the end of the day, this is really going to be a game changer for them. They're really going to be able to get off the mountain faster. And so the lift will be an egress from the bottom of Tombstone Lift to the top of Sunrise. And then guests will be able to, you know, quickly ski down to Canyons Village from there. So really shortening the return time back to Canyons Village at the end of the day for those guests staying in Canyons Village.
We asked, though, why the lift couldn't also operate in the other direction. Curtis said they're following the input they have received from their customers.
And this was the feedback that we received was, you know, they just wanted to be able to get back to Canyons Village in an easier, faster manner at the end of the day. So this is really going to be able to provide that for our guests.
Oh, I think people standing at the base of Orange Bubble Express or the gondola would say they'd like another way up the mountain, and that could provide it, right? Going up Sunrise, and if you allowed that to go up to Tombstone, then the Over and Out.
Yeah, I mean, again, this was the guest feedback that we heard, and you know, we're excited to be able to provide this for our guests and be able to get people back to Canyons Village faster by the end of the day.
Meanwhile, the resort delayed a little due to the wet weather, but they're opening for the summer on Saturday.
For summer, we'll just have the adventure park as we did last year with the coaster and the alpine slide. We're working with Mountain Trails Foundation as to when we'll open up the mountain biking. We really just want to make sure that the trails are dried out before we offer our bike haul passes.
Okay, and then Farmer's Market, does that come back to the lower parking lot?
It does, yep. So Farmer's Market will be back for another summer, as well as a bunch of other great activities and events that we'll have going on. We'll have the summer concert series in Canyons Village again on Thursday and Saturday nights. We'll have the July 3rd event in Canyons Village, which will include live music and fireworks. And then obviously, in conjunction with the city, we'll have the July 4th event at Park City Mountain Village.
Park City Mountain Marketing Director Emily Curtis, who added that the Canyons Village Management Association has selected a developer to build the 1,100-bed employee housing at the bottom of the Canyons Resort area. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.